was only a homely, hungry little dog, and he was lonesome. As he limped down the road, holding up a sore front paw, he wondered why no one cared for him. He didn't ask much of the world, only a place to sleep and something to eat. Most of all, he wanted kindness instead of the unkind words that he generally received. He felt that he was an outcast, although he did not know why. He did not realize that he was so homely that no one wanted him. As he came to a turn in the road, he saw some small boys on the street corner playing marbles. And thinking there might be friends in the group, he limped over to them. "Oh, what a funny-looking dog!" exclaimed Walter. "Oh, leave him alone. He isn't hurting anyone," another of the boys said. So they let the dog stay. Soon their game of marbles broke up, for Walter's mother called him to take care of the baby while she went to the grocery. As Walter crossed the street to his home, the dog started to follow. Walter was a kind-hearted boy, and when he saw that the dog was hurt, he went back, picked it up, and carried it to the house. "Walter, Walter," exclaimed his mother, "where did you get that dirty little dog?"
"He followed me," replied the boy.
Well, take him back, honey. We can't keep him."
"Oh, mother, look, his foot is sore. Can't we keep him until it gets well? See, it's been bleeding, and I don't believe he's had anything to eat for a long time. That's what makes him so skinny. Do you care if I feed him something?"
Mrs. Dean looked at the dirty little paw that the dog held up so pitifully, and she found a thorn lodged between the toes. Walter held the dog firmly while his mother pulled the thorn out with a pair of tweezers. The dog howled, but did not try to bite either Mrs. Dean or Walter. He seemed to realize that they were trying to help him. Mrs. Dean washed the foot and wrapped it in a clean bandage, while Walter went to the pantry to prepare a good meal.
"Why, he won't eat all of that," Mrs. Dean said as she saw the plateful of food Walter had brought. But Mrs. Dean was wrong. The dog ate up the food greedily, as if he had not eaten for days. It had indeed been a long time since he had received such kind treatment or such a bountiful meal.
"Mother, can't we keep him?" pleaded Walter.
"I'm afraid not," his mother replied. "But we'll let him stay until Daddy comes home, and then you and Daddy can take him over to Miss Jacobs. You know, she's a member of the Humane Society, and I'm sure that she can find a home for him." The dog was not interested in the conversation. He stretched himself out in a corner and was soon fast asleep. He must have been dreaming pleasant dreams, for once he gave a friendly little bark, wagged his tail, and then quieted down again. Walter watched him in rapt admiration. Here was a new playmate, and to his boyish fancy the dog was not ugly but beautiful. "Now I'm going over to the grocery," Mrs. Dean said. "If the baby wakes up, look after him until I return."
"All right," Walter answered, still watching the sleeping dog.
His mother soon returned. Baby Glenn, Walter's 2-year-old brother, woke up and began calling for mother. After she dressed the baby, she asked Walter to take him out into the yard and play with him, so that she could finish getting supper ready. The two boys and the dog had a fine time playing. There was a leak in the water spout on the Dean house, and it was necessary to keep a large tub under the spout during rains. Mr. Dean had intended to mend the leak, but he'd been too busy. Now the tub was nearly full of water from a rain which had fallen the day before. Baby Glenn had fun throwing sticks into the tub and watching the dogs splash in for them. Walter was busily engaged in making a doghouse out of an old chicken coop and did not notice what his little brother was doing. Then Mrs. Dean called from the kitchen. "Oh, Walter, I want you to run over to Mrs. Richardson's and get the milk now, so that supper will be all ready when Daddy comes home."
"May I take the dog along?" asked Walter.
"I think you'd better leave the dog here," his mother replied.
Soon Walter was on his way, leaving Baby Glenn and the dog to amuse themselves. Mrs. Dean was in the kitchen, preparing the evening meal and singing as she worked. Suddenly the dog rushed into the kitchen, barking. Mrs. Dean looked up in surprise.
"Come, doggie, I haven't time to play with you."
With these words, she put him outside and latched the screen door. The dog rushed out into the yard, around the corner of the house, then back to the porch, where he began barking and frantically pawing at the screen. Mrs. Dean went out to see what was wrong. She called to Glenn, but he did not answer. The dog kept barking and jumping around, and finally he nipped Mrs. Dean on the ankle and ran toward a corner of the house. That provoked Mrs. Dean, and she picked up a broom from the porch and started to chase him. As she turned the corner of the house, imagine her horror to see baby Glenn head first in the tub of water. The little dog was tugging at his leg, trying to pull him out. As she grabbed the child up in her arms, she found him unconscious. Mrs. Dean rushed into the house to the telephone and called the doctor. Then she began working with the child, using all the first aid she had learned in school. Walter came in just then with the milk, and she sent him for the nearest neighbor. The doctor arrived in a few minutes, and after what seemed hours to the worried mother, baby Glenn opened his eyes. Mrs. Dean was almost overcome with joy to know that her baby had been spared. As she sat in a rocking chair with him and told the doctor how thankful she was for his part in saving the child's life, the little dog came up to her and put his head on her knee. In the midst of all this, Mr. Dean arrived home from work. When he was told of the wonderful heroism of the little dog, he wanted to know who owned the dog.
"Well, we don't know, Daddy," Walter replied. "We think he doesn't belong to anyone, because he came to us hungry and dirty and with a sore foot, as if he didn't have anyone to take care of him. And I want to keep him, Daddy. May I?"
"Well, there's one thing sure, son," Mr. Dean answered. "If that dog isn't claimed by anyone else, he has a home here as long as he lives. Any dog that is brave enough and smart enough to do what he's done today doesn't need to worry about where he's going to eat or sleep." Mr. Dean stopped and patted the dog's head. The friendless dog of a few hours before couldn't understand all the kindness that was now showered upon him. But at Mr. Dean's touch, he gave a short bark and reached up to lick the hand of his new master. The homeless dog had now won a home.